Hey, let's go to Joe Teixeira. And Joe, nice to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Marty.
Good. The book is a unique look at big league baseball, unique history, photos, and statistics through 2013 for all baseball fans, written and compiled by Joe Teixeira. Did I say your name correctly?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good. Very good. Hey, you know I love the book. Just about every broadcaster in baseball has it. And I look at it, and it's the best baseball record book I've ever seen. How did this come about? How did you put this together?
Well, it wasn't really meant to be a book. Ian and I talked about this a couple of years ago. It was just something I shared back when the park opened in 2000. And in 2000, at the end of 2001, of course, the single season, you know, statistics batting. So I put together what turned out to be 29 pages with, you know, that I shared with some friends. And then it just started growing from there into a bigger and bigger book.
How does one get the book? And I know we have so many listeners. That's why I like to do this on a Sunday and let people know where they can get something like this.
Sure, absolutely. Right now, the paperback, which is 406 pages, that's available at Amazon.com. It's available at various bookstores right now. There's a e-book this year that's a PDF, so it can be viewed on anything, whether it's Apple devices or PCs or others. And that's available at Lulu.com. If you go to UniqueBaseball.com, there's links to both of them.
Okay, now if I go to Amazon, what do I put in to get to your book? What's the name that you put in?
You could put in A Unique Look at Big League Baseball if you're going straight into Amazon.
Okay.
Or if you're at my site, you just click on the link and you go there. And the price floats. Amazon, you know, I had this printed through a company called CreateSpace, which is an Amazon company, so it's a print-on-demand. So what ends up happening is Amazon's price just floats all over the place.
Wow. Okay. You know, I used it last night when Charlie Blackmon had his 9 hits or something in a row. And I wanted to see what the National League record was, and I did find it easily in the book. There's just about every record you could ever look for in this book, and it's indexed nicely. Explain to the fans how it's indexed, because it makes it very easy to use it.
Yeah, I kind of did it differently. You know, when I put it together, it was for me, and so everything was single season, of course, right? It didn't matter. I didn't put all the home runs together regardless. And then I kind of kept that format. So it's very easy to go to that page. I did the same thing with the PDF as well. It's bookmarked is what it's called. So within that, you can drill deeper and deeper into it. It's 12 sections, and it's really kind of very logically laid out.
What was the biggest challenge for you doing this?
Oh, man. The biggest challenge was once I decided that I might publish this, which was around 2007, 2008, was completing it, right? Because you can't have a book with just, like, I didn't have pitching at first, right? I did career and then single season batting and then streaks. I didn't have pitching. I didn't have team things. So to make it complete, but the biggest challenge of all, frankly, was the photographs. I've got over 500 photos from over 100 different photographers. Getting the approvals to do that was very painful.
It's amazing. I tell you, honestly, it's amazing. I love having you on each year to let the fans know about this. It's worth it. And Cooperstown, you sold at Cooperstown, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I haven't gotten them to them this year because I just got the book released. But they started carrying it 3 years ago, 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very successful. They weren't sure because with things happening with access of information through the Internet, as you know, there's just so many things that are unique or different about my book that you can't find in one place.
No, it's really, I'll tell you, I've seen books my whole life. This one is the best record book I've ever seen. And I mentioned before you came on, Joe Teixeira with us, the book is A Unique Look at Big League Baseball. His website, uniquebaseball.com. As I said, the broadcasters use it, and that's where I met you. Who was the first MLB broadcaster to use your book?
It was actually, and I didn't know it at the time, it was Dave Fleming, and it came about, I had a book that was about half the size in 2007. I showed it to Ray Ratto at a Giants game.
Uh-oh, that's a mistake.
He's a grade school. Yeah. And he said, well, you should, yeah, that's good. So Ray said, hey, you know, why don't you send this to Crook and Kipe? I said, well, how do I do that? He said, send it care of the ballpark. So I sent two copies to him, and of course I didn't hear anything, 2007. And then fast forward to beginning of 2009, I get this email out of the blue from Dave Fleming saying, hey, do you still have your record book? And are you updating it? So I called him, and it turns out they'd been using it the prior 2 years, and I didn't even know.
Wow,
Barry. And then the other person, actually, 2008 through a mutual friend, was Tim Kirchin from ESPN.
Wow.
Was the other.
Well, that's a pretty good endorsement.
Yep, and then it kind of grew from there pretty rapidly. It's kind of crazy how many people that are, you know, in baseball, whether it's Comcast or ESPN or others that are using this now.
All right, I'm going to ask you the last question. I asked it to Bruce Jenkins, and we had 9 hits in a row for Charlie Blackmon, who's 3-for-4 yesterday. I assume it's 9 hits. He was 6-for-6 the day before. What's the one record? And, God, you know all the records of baseball. What's the one record you'd like to see broken?
Wow. You know, I thought one that couldn't be was Carl Hubbell's 24 straight wins. But after what happened in Japan last year, I'm thinking, well, I guess it's possible. It's, you know, it's not major leagues, but it certainly is possible. It would be sweet to see the consecutive hit streak, but I just don't see that as possible. I mean, just getting to 40 would be a miracle, let alone 56.
All right, 24 straight wins. That's Carl Hubbell, huh?
Yep.
All right, King Carl Hubbell. But he didn't have 150 strikeouts 8 years in a row. We know that.
No, he didn't.
I used that yesterday, and that was from your book. Hey, Joe, I appreciate you being on as always, and it's a great gift that you do for the fans and putting this out and the broadcasters. So congratulations, and many good days for you.
Hey, thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, very good. UniqueBaseball.com is where you want to go to take a look at this. It really is really exceptional.